Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX, our guest DJ show here on KUTX 98.9. I'm Art Levy, and this week we've got the members of Moving Panoramas. Moving Panoramas are a great, newish Austin band with a wonderful sound, really simple, catchy songs that just build and build and build. Their debut album is out in October, and this month they're the KUTX Artist of the Month. They'll be in Studio 1A on September 25th, and we've got more features on them at kutx.org. While you're there, you can also see their playlist for the next hour. Just look for My KUTX. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Leslie.
This is Rosie.
Karen.
And we are Moving Panoramas, and this is My KUTX. Today we're going to be playing some songs for you guys, and it's a bunch of our favorite stuff. The first song that we're playing is by a band called Bedhead, which is one of my favorite bands of all times, and the song is called Psychosomatica. Psychosomatica by a band called Bedhead from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, one of my favorite bands of all time. I'm Leslie.
I'm Rosie.
Karen.
And we're in a band called Moving Panoramas from Austin, Texas, and this is My KUTX. We're playing some songs for you today that really mean a lot to us in various ways. In fact, nothing we're playing today is current except for a couple of songs from some bands that we're playing with at our record release show at the end of the month, which we'll get to later. So the next song we're going to play is by a band called Low, and it's called Walk Into the Sea, and Karen and I share a special connection with this band.
Yeah, just going to go see this band a lot. I mean, the biggest thing that I love about Low is the simplicity and beauty of, you know, the way that they write music. And their drummer, Mimi, was kind of a weird inspiration for me, just because it made me realize, like, it's not always about being fancy. It's sort of about being real and being pure. And that was when I started to learn how, you know, you can actually just play stuff that you want to hear. It doesn't always have to be some big fancy thing.
Less is more.
Less is more. Yeah. So
it's my name. Don't wear it out. Less is more. So yeah. So less is more. And let's listen to Low, a band that has really influenced both me and Karen. Walk Into the Sea by Low. And Low is a band that really influenced us, me and Karen mostly, and Karen through the drums and myself through the simplicity of the guitars and the harmonies. excuse me. Moving forward, the next song we're going to play is by a band called Lift to Experience. They're from Dallas, Denton originally, and I lived in Denton when I went to college originally before I moved to Austin. And the frontman for that band is a near and dear friend of mine who I've known for many, many years, a very close friend of mine named Josh Pearson. So our connection with Josh Pearson lately is that he is the leading man in our music video for One, the first single that we have out.
Scantily clad leading man.
He's pretty awesome in it.
Yeah, he's really funny in it. If you haven't seen it yet, it would be a fun...
Looks real good in a cowboy hat.
He looks real
Not
good
much
in, a,
else.
In a cowboy hat. And and skivvies. So anyway, With the World Behind is a beautiful song written by Live to Experience and Josh T. Pearson, the star of our music video for One. So here it is. That was With the World Behind by Live to Experience, a band from Denton, Texas that is defunct now, but the frontman of that band, Josh T. Pearson, went on to do a great solo project that he still does, and he's also the leading man in our music video for our song One. Check it out. So this is Leslie.
This is Rosie.
Karen.
And we are in Moving Panoramas from Austin, Texas. This hour, KUTX has handed us the keys to the studio, and we're playing some hand-picked songs just for y'all. Next up is a special song from a band called Black Forest Fire, and I'm going to hand the mic over to Karen to explain what this band is.
Well, Black Forest Fire was basically my first studio-recorded band. And Leslie and I have known each other for a really long time, and we were about to do a tour with our first record, and our bass player couldn't make it, and I kind of lost touch with Leslie, and we were friends on Facebook, though, and all I'd been seeing was, like, pictures of her playing, like, you know, all these festivals on all these really cool stages. It was like, oh, my God. We have to find someone at the last second. And I, like, wrote her and said, we really need someone to go on tour in, like, a week. And she listened to the record and somehow, like, learned the songs, went on tour with us. And we drove, you know, for hundreds of hours. And the next thing we knew, like, it was, like, no time had passed. And I could just, it was really fun.
And then I called upon you to play drums in Moving Panoramas. So it's like we never skipped a beat.
Yeah.
Pun intended. Hey-o. So this next song is called Live Newsfeed. It's off the Black Forest Fire debut record, and it's Karen's band, and I got the opportunity to share a little bit of that too. So
that's what brought us back together, baby.
Yeah, hugs. That was Live News Feed by Black Forest Fire, a band that myself and my bandmate Karen played in.
You're doing great.
I'm doing terrible. This is Leslie.
This is Rosie.
And I'm Karen.
And we're in Moving Panoramas. We're your guest DJs today for the hour. If you miss any of the show and want to see our playlist, head to KUTX.org and look for My KUTX. The next song, without trying to be too self-indulgent, was from my solo record. And it's a song called Blues. And the reason why I picked this song was because Rosie and I met when I was teaching music at an after-school music program. And I was teaching like beginner guitar and bass and intermediate maybe. And Rosie was way more advanced than everybody else. But I got asked to sub a lesson for you one day. And I was playing solo a lot, and I was playing with loop pedals, and I thought, well, I'll bring a loop pedal in, and I'll kind of show Rosie, you know, how I use a loop pedal. I'm sure, sure they haven't taught her that at School of Rock yet. So so I brought in the loop pedal, and I taught her this song, and it's called Blues, and I guess it's by me.
I remember I went home and, like, was going to learn that song, because it was really cool. I was like, this song reminds me of the Old West. That was the first thing that popped into my head, and I just thought it was such a cool concept. I'm like, man, I've never heard anything like this before. And so I spent like multiple days in between our, like, we had one lesson and the next week we had another. So I was like, definitely going to know it by the next lesson.
And you totally rocked it. Yeah. The other special thing about this specific song is that when I did this recording, I was living in New York City and I flew down to Austin to record with Louis Lino, Resonate, who recorded our Moving Panoramas record that's coming out at the end of this month. And I invited a bunch of people into the studio to guest. And I had a group of people singing and clapping and stomping. And they all like clapped and stomped on this song. And one of the guests was Ezemi Barrera, who passed away later that year. And so it means a lot to me that there's a piece of her on this record. And so you won't be able to hear everybody's individual claps and stomps, but I feel like her spirit is in it. So this song is called Blues by Sisson. That was Blues by
you.
Me. Off of my solo record from a few years ago. What next? Oh, okay, so hey, I'm Leslie.
I'm Rosie.
I'm Karen.
And we're in Moving Panoramas, and this is my KUTX. We're your guest DJs today for the hour, picking out some songs that mean something to us for you. The next song is it's for Rosie. It's a song that Rosie, well, it's a band that Rosie picked out. And we sat around trying to make this list last week, and we realized that we all were super influenced by Led Zeppelin when we were teenagers. And and I want Rosie to talk about that a little bit.
Oh, man. What's there to say about Led Zeppelin? I mean, they're Led Zeppelin.
The end.
The end. No, Led Zeppelin, like, they were the band that really, I decided I wanted to be a musician. I wanted to be John Paul Jones, their bass player. I actually have a John Paul Jones tattoo on my ankle. And I think they're just these four musicians that happen to be all amazing, and somehow they can create magic. And so this song is called That's the Way, and it's one of their mellower songs. It's very almost folky in a way, and that was a lot of Led Zeppelin's roots. And it was a whole lot different than, you know, like rock and roll or Black Dog. Mm-hmm. And for me, that seems to, I gravitate more towards that side of the Zeppelin specter.
I agree. When I was your age, in a band that I had when I was in high school, we covered this song, actually. And I realized that when we were sitting around. And Karen realized you used to drive around in your car listening to Led Zeppelin when you were a teenager. And they were an influence on you, too.
I did all kinds of things to Led Zeppelin.
I know.
When I was a teenager.
Some things we can't talk about on the air. Oh. We'll leave that for the outtakes. So, yeah. So introduce this song, Rosie.
So this is That's the Way by Led Zeppelin. I don't know how I'm gonna tell you I can't play with you no more. I don't know how I'm gonna do what mama told me, my friend, the boy next door.
Those tears that filled your eyes, and all the fish that lay in dirty water dying, had they got you hypnotized? But all that lives is born to die. And so I say to you that nothing really matters, and all you do is stand and cry.
your ears have turned away. But now's the time to look and look again at what you see. Is that the way it all stays? That's the way it ought to be. Oh, don't you know that?
That was That's the Way by Led Zeppelin, and we are Rosie,
Leslie,
Karen,
from Moving Panoramas, and we're here at KUTX playing some songs for y'all.
That's right. Thanks, Rosie. Yeah, so this is our DJ session for my KUTX, and we're playing some songs that we handpicked for you for the next hour or so, or for the remainder of this hour. The next song, pretty sure that the very first voice I ever heard that was a female was Loretta Lynn. I grew up listening to honky-tonk music, and I know that that is probably the first time I ever heard a woman sing. And so I thought, why don't we play a Loretta Lynn song that we actually cover in our band? We started covering this song, Honky Tonk Girl, when we played with a band called Bird Cloud to play a country song for them, which we'll talk about Bird Cloud next. But we also played it together on New Year's. We did a Loretta Lynn cover band on New Year's at Hotel Vegas. Mm-hmm. And now Rosie and I still do that band around town sometimes, called Roletta and the Rated X's.
It's a blast.
It's so much fun. Yeah, so we have to pay homage to the woman that will keep playing until her last breath, which is super inspiring to me as a musician, because I'm not young anymore. But I am a honky-tonk girl. So this is Honky-Tonk Girl by Loretta Lynn.
We once were happy.
That was Honky Tonk Girl by Loretta Lynn. This is Leslie.
This is Rosie.
Karen.
And we are in Moving Panoramas, and this is also my KUTX. we're here playing some special tunes for y'all for the rest of the hour here. We're about halfway through, and we've come to the point in our DJ set where we have to play the one and only Bird Cloud. So we haven't been playing a lot of current bands. We've been playing a lot of things from our past, our roots, but not too long ago we played a show with Bird Cloud, and they're real good friends of ours, and I don't know what there is to say about Bird Cloud that we can say on the air, because most of their songs are not playable on the air due to the explicit lyrics.
Modern day feminists.
They are modern day feminists, and they're really fun, really funny, really beautiful, and
hot.
They're super hot. And I think this song is significant to me because a couple years ago I was having a rough time, and somebody said, you got to listen to Bird Cloud. They'll pull you out of your slump. And this was the song that I had on repeat for probably months when I wrote some songs on our record. Now it's totally different, but it helped make me feel a little bit better about doing what I want. So the song is called Do What I Want by Bird Cloud. That was Do What I Want by Bird Cloud, a couple of girls from Nashville. Next up is a band that I was in, another band that I was in. I could do a whole radio show of just the bands that I've been in. So it's not self-indulgent, but I felt like we should do a shout out to the Wooden Birds because, you know, they're the reason why I know how to be in a band. And we also cover this song. It's called 717, and we played a show on 717. July 17th, and we decided to cover this song for that show, and then it just stuck, and we do it our own way. And one of these days, I hope Andrew Kenny comes to our show so that we can dedicate it to him. Kenny, if you're out there, you know what I'm talking about. So the next two songs are Andrew Kenny songs, actually. So we've got the Wooden Birds 717, and after that, it'll be the only one by American Analog Set, which was Andrew Kenny's band before the Wooden Birds. So I hope you enjoy this. The next up is 717 by the Wooden Birds.
Seriously, she was 17.
7 when I was 17.
Was The Only One by the American Analog Set. And before that, you heard 717 by the Wooden Birds. The Wooden Birds was a band that I was in not too long ago. Who am I? I'm Leslie.
And I'm Rosie.
And I'm Karen.
And we're in a band called The Moving Panoramas from Austin, Texas. And this is my KUTX. And going back to the Analog Set, which is a band that Karen and I are hugely influenced by, they're also friends of ours and almost like family to us. There was another band around at that time called Windsor for the Derby.
Windsor for the Derby.
Yes.
Also, ubiquitous.
Yes. Also great friends of ours. In fact, the one of the frontmen from that band is a man named Jason McNeely, who owns Hotel Vegas here in Austin. And I think people from the old school days like us know that he was in Windsor for the Derby, but a lot of the new kids at Hotel Vegas have no idea that Jason was in a hugely influential band to a lot of us, including the two of us. And why did you like them so much?
They were just one of my favorite bands in Austin from that, you know, time period. And I think it was one of those bands that just the general sound was so, I just loved how they sounded. I mean, you know, Analog Set, Bedhead, and Windsor for the Derby all had this really cool, simple style that was sort of like what I was talking about with Low and, you know, all these, the less is more thing where, you know, it's more about the feeling than about a bunch of, you know, showing off or doing all kinds of fancy stuff.
Yeah. So this song is Jason McNeely's old band, Windsor for the Derby, and it's called Stasis.
Thank you.
That was Stasis by Windsor for the Derby, a band that used to be here in Austin, Texas, and good friends of ours. Coincidentally, the owner of Hotel Vegas, Jason McNeely, who gives us shows all the time. It's our second home. So I guess we're nearing the end of the show now. So I guess, yeah, who are we? I'm Leslie.
And I'm Rosie.
And I'm Karen.
And we're in a band called Moving Panoramas from Austin, Texas. And we've had an awesome time sharing some of our favorite music with y'all this past hour. Thank you, KUTX. Thank you, Art. We've got two more songs left at the end of this show. And Telepods, Benjamin Sissner, they're playing with us at our record release show on September 26th at Cheer Up Charlie's. And if you don't get a chance to see that show, you can find the full episode and our playlist at KUTX.org or just look for My KUTX.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
Yeah,
this is really fun.
So we've got Benjamin Sissner with a song called 5150 and Telepods with a song called Thrash.